over. It'll be a little bit easier once this storm has passed and it's just cold. I can, you know, swing by. I may want to go to Advanced Specialties anyway, see what he's got, so maybe we can meet somewhere around there. I know there's, I think there's a motorcycle shop, too, somewhere where there's a big parking lot where I can meet you and make the exchange there. Okay, very good. Well, be safe out there, and I'm going to run upstairs and grab another cup of coffee. This is N1LU 73, Chris.
All right, no problem. 52CWW in the plow. We're going to be listening.
WB2UOD, K1JMI.
Having a lot of problems with the receive on it, so I'm just going to send it out and In the meantime, I'm going to look for a tuner for my 857 so I can use that on HF until I get my 440 back.
You going to get an auto tuner or something manual?
I'm going to get the LDJ. I'm looking at the YT-100.
All right, cool. Anyway, let me back out of here for a couple of minutes. I got some water boiling, and I'm trying to make myself a little bit of breakfast before I get out and brave the storm and do a little bit of shoveling.
Yeah, I'm trying to work up the courage to do that as well. I have a little shoveling and a lot of snow blowing to do. Clear out my driveway. I started the blower yesterday just to make sure it's going to start. And it's positioned so that as soon as I open the garage, all I got to do is start it and start plowing. But waiting for everybody to wake up. Nobody's awake in the house except me and the cats. All right, good talking to you, Greg. 73. And 2AIR, N1LU.
All right, Charlie. Yeah. I got to do a little bit of shoveling, at least start making a path. I don't know if it's going to continue. We'll see what happens, but I got to put a dent in it before it gets really out of hand. Anyway, Charlie, have yourself a good one. Don't do too much shoveling. And, that's right, the kids aren't there now. They're already back. Anyway, we'll catch you later. Have a good one, and don't fall too much in love with that 850. Anyway, this is N2AIR, 73.
73, Greg. Yeah, the snow's just winding down. They said maybe another hour or so and it'll be out of here. Take care. N2AIR, N1LU, clear.
KD2, BOR Mobile.
Rocky, Charlie was just looking for you. I don't know where he went, but he says he used your radio and he talked to France. So I wanted to know if all the girls in France do the hoochie-coochie dance. Into AIR.
Into AIR. Good morning, Greg. Yeah, I was outside. I had the radio on in the garage. We're cleaning the snow, and I thought I heard Charlie call, but I was too busy to get to the radio.
All right, just letting you know he's out there somewhere. He says everybody else in the house was sleeping, but he was up. And he says the 850 is working.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. So the noise problem's on my side, then. That's a little bit of a relief.
Yeah, and he says he's not giving you back the radio, so.
Yeah, right. I know he might like to keep it, but look at this jerk blowing the snow right in the street. Unbelievable.
Is that number one for you? I haven't been out there yet.
Greg, I've been up since 11:30 last night. I've been at the shop, been up her house cleaning, now I'm going back to the shop now.
All right. Yeah, well, I'm going to have breakfast first. I was just telling Charlie I got to put a dent in it. It doesn't look too bad. It's a snowstorm, but it doesn't look too bad. How about by you?
I think we got maybe 5-6. It's hard to tell, Greg. She lives across the street from a cemetery, and when it starts drifting, it's really hard to tell what the heck you get.
All right. Yeah, but it's, at this point, it looks like we could deal with it anyway. All right, Rocky. I'll catch you later. Have fun, and don't work too hard. N2AIR, 73.
73, Greg. KD2, BOR.
Thank you. This is W2BOV, and we're about to start the CBS Retirees Net, which means Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 o'clock on this frequency. And at this point, we're looking for check-ins for the net. W2BOV, standing by.
WA2ZNC, good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Joe. Good to hear you. WA2ZNC, recognize anyone else.
WI2LYP, good morning, Bob.
Okay, Willie P., good to hear you. Morning to you, Bill. And we hope you don't have the amount of snow that we are predicting here. Okay, we're still looking for other check-ins. Come now, please.
WB2OXU, good morning, Bob, Joe, and Bill.
Okay, Bill, good morning to you. WB2OXU, recognized, and we're still looking for other check-ins.
KC2EMG, good morning.
Morning, Bob. KC2EMG, good to have you back with us. Any other check-ins?
Whiskey2 Mike Golf Fox, Mike in the Bronx.
Hey, Mike, good morning to you. Whiskey2 Mike Golf Fox in the Bronx. Very good. Any others?
K2BIE, good morning.
Good morning, George, K2BIE. Welcome aboard. Any other check-ins?
N2NBR.
Hey, N2NBR, good morning, John. And we know you tried to check into the 20-meter net yesterday, but they kept calling you and you didn't answer, so you can tell us what happened later on. Okay, any other check-ins for the CBS retirees net?
N2AIR.
Barney Gregg, N2AIR, recognized. Any others? Okay, well, nothing heard, so we here's the list that we have so far. Of course, we'll call for check-ins again after we go through the list the first time. And this is a control net, so net control turns it over to the stations on the list in their order of checking in. And then they turn it back to net control, and we bring in the next person. So we have WA2ZNT, Josephine. WI2LYP, that's Bill in also known as Willie P. And we have WB2OXU, that's Bill up in Westchester. KC2EMG, that's Bob Squared. W2MGF, who is Mike in the Bronx. K2BIE, that's George. N2NBR, John. And N2AIR, Greg. One more try. Any other check-ins for the CBS net coming up? Okay, nothing heard. And good morning to all, and Happy New Year. Good to have you with us this morning. And, yeah, the snow's coming down all right, and I can't even get an estimate because it's, the visibility is so poor outside, but it looks like we got a lot of snow in our driveway, and we do have a snowblower man on call, but they usually don't do it until after it is fully stopped, so we'll see what happens, but, there are areas, it looks like, I see a lot of houses whose roofs don't have any snow at all on one side, but have a pile up on the other, so that's because of the nor'easter, so we'll see what happens, but the reports I've seen so far suggest that no one should travel at all. And we're getting these very heavy bands of snow from New York City out into Nassau County, and Suffolk County is getting hit harder than we are. So that is the scoop, and I guess everybody is aware of that. So let's start off with Josephine and see how she spent New Year's. WA2ZNT, W2BOB.
W2BOB in CBS Net, WA2ZNT. Said Auntie, good morning all. Well, a good group to start today, and I'm glad the radio frequencies are working anyway. and no power outage that we know of so far. New Year's Day was pleasant. I didn't do anything New Year's Eve. I don't celebrate New Year's Eve the way that a lot of people do, you know, just regular day. New Year's Day, we had dinner with one of the children, and it was very nice. So, all we're hoping for is that the power stays on. Whatever the accumulation, there's some, but you always worry about the hot water pipes freezing. They did one winter when the temperatures reached this low, and you have to keep the faucet, one faucet someplace, dripping a little bit all night, so we wouldn't get the benefit of a freezing pipe, hopefully. So far, no. But, of course, a lot of hot water would be wasted and gas, but we have to put up with that. The pipes freezing and breaking would be worse. And that's the only thing these couple of days we have to be cautious about. So, but everybody has their problems. New Year's started off with a bang, all right. I'm not going to say about the greetings. It's kind of, it was expected, but we thought it would be light or maybe a lot less than what they predicted. So far, so much for that. W2BOB, WA2ZNT.
Okay, Joe, thanks for the report, and we didn't do anything for New Year's either. Kathy had a really heavy chest cold, and she went to bed early on New Year's Eve, and I stayed up and watched the ball drop on most of the channels except Channel 2, which had the Letterman show, the Christmas Eve Letterman show. My goodness. Sacrilegious. I do remember being there on New Year's Eve at 11 o'clock and doing the Channel 2 news. So, boy, oh boy, times have changed. But, you know, it's the same old story, money talks. So I guess they got a bigger audience with Letterman than with the ball dropping. WI2LYP, W2BOB, Willie P is next. And good to have you back with us, Bill. Over to you.
W2BOB in the group, WI2LYP. Yeah, it's good to be back. I had intended to be on Monday. I was up very early and wandering around the house, and probably my second pot of coffee, and it was right before net time. I said, let me just lay down on top of the bed for a few minutes, and when I woke up, it was 10 o'clock. I missed the whole thing. But in any case, Happy New Year's to one and all. Quiet here. My daughters were over, and just a little quick celebration, and by about 10 after, I was in bed. Anyway, around here, the storm turned out to be not quite as bad as they said. I'm up in North Jersey near the New York border. Temperature is 9 degrees. That's not too good. And there's a little bit of a wind out there, not blizzard conditions. We got, I guess, about 6 inches of snow. Nothing too terrible. In preparation, I started my generator, started my snowblower, had everything in place. And as soon as I'm done with that, I'm going to go out and clear the driveway. But as I said, not nearly as bad as the predictions that they had made for some of the areas. So maybe we dodged a bullet in North Jersey. Anyway, back over to you, Bob. W2BOB, WI2LYP.
EC2T.
Good morning, Paul. We got you on the list. You follow N2AIR. So AC2T, and Happy New Year, Paul. Okay, very good, Willie P. And, I understand what you're saying about staying up late on New Year's. Oh, you know, there are so many memories I have, especially when I was able to participate as a musician on New Year's Eve and play in clubs until 4 o'clock in the morning. Those were the good old days, the young days. And it was bad enough working at Channel 2 on New Year's Eve, doing the news, and then getting home and 1 o'clock in the morning because the train service wasn't electric. Okay. WB2OXU is next, and good morning to Bill. We have two Bills, no waiting, so how about you, Bill? WB2OXU, W2BOB.
W2BOB and the group, WB2OXU. Good morning, Bob, and everyone else on the net. Happy New Year to all, and I guess welcome to winter. It's about 10 degrees, and it's still snowing, although lightly, and the wind is blowing, so we got trees all over the place. I don't know how much is out there, but I'm not going to venture out to measure it. I really don't care. Whatever it is too much. But anyway, quiet New Year's Eve. Just watched the ball drop. And we happened to notice that the clock that they were showing as the ball was coming down was not actually in sync. The ball dropped and the clock still show like 2 or 3 seconds before midnight. But I guess technical difficulties do happen. What are you going to do? W2BOB and the group. WB2OXU.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I noticed that as well, Bill, that the clock was not synced. Strange things happen from time to time. But that was not as bad as the year that CBS was doing the ball dropping, and the cameraman who was supposed to take a shot of the ball as it dropped had this beautiful picture. It looked really nice and bright and everything else, and the ball started to drop, and what he had didn't move. He had a shot of the moon. Nobody noticed. Oh, well, that's an actual historical fact. Okay, over to KC2EMG, W2BOB with the net, and welcome back, Bob. Good to have you with us, and how's your physical therapy helping you? Over.
KC2EMG here. Well, thanks for asking, Bob. I've regained the strength in the quads, the bicep, I should say the upper leg muscles, but I am experiencing pain in the spine, which is referring. So after I sit upright for a little bit, the knee starts to twinge and hurt, and I have to lie down, and after I do the PT, and my sessions have been at 9:30 in the morning, which is why I haven't been able to join you since they started 2 months ago. At any rate, then I'm okay for about 4 hours till it returns. So we have a couple more little cards up our sleeve, and people to see, and we'll see how that plays out. But thanks for asking. New Year's Eve, we received a phone call from our son-in-law, who, with our daughter, and two daughters actually, and the family first, are traveling in the Holy Land. In fact, as we speak, they're getting ready to fly home from a pilgrimage that started the day after Christmas. And the call was occasioned by the fact that the youngest girl in the lot, now she would be around 9 at the moment, wanted very much to see what the ball dropping looked like. So could I please tape it? And I realized that I was going to have some technical difficulties. My DVR might, but they'd have to be here for that. So I finally got out of my old camcorder, which has not seen much service of late, charged the batteries, positioned it in front of the tube, and managed to record the event. And I'm now staring at the thing as I try to figure out how to download it into iMovie and make a DVD for her. So, long answer to a very simple question. Back to you, W2BOB. This is KC2EMG.
Okay, very good, Bob. AC2EMG, W2BLB, and I hope you get over that back situation, actually the light situation. So, alrighty. Let's continue along here with W2MGF. That's Mike in the Bronx. And welcome back. This is W2BOB. Over to you, Mike.
A very good morning to you, Bob. W2BLB, W2MGF returning. Good morning. Happy New Year to you and everyone on the net. Good morning and Happy New Year. My New Year was okay. New Year's Eve. Me and my dad were a little bit under the weather. My mom went out. New Year's Day, we went to the emergency room, but we're okay now. Hanging in there. Just looking outside my window. It's still snowing. Not bad. We got about 20 miles per hour wind, north-northwest. And it's about 12 degrees in the Bronx. So far, this New Year's has started off as a bang, I guess, right? But everything is okay here in the Bronx. We're just listening to the net. W2BOB, back to you, W2MGF.
Okay, Mike, I'm sorry you had an emergency room incident. Been there, done that, so I know it's not the most pleasant experience, but I'm glad you're back home. That's great. Alrighty, and I didn't mention our weather. We have 16 degrees here and 85% humidity this morning, and the barometer is starting to rise at 29.85, so... But yeah, that wind blowing really cuts visibility and causes the drifting in the snow, that's for sure. Alrighty, George is next, K2BIE. Oh boy. Over to you, George. This is W2BOB with the CBS.
W2BOB in the group, K2BIE. I guess we're both trying to train our frogs this morning, Bob. I'm looking out the window and I can see, you know, it's still snowing in the back. And I haven't even got the foggiest notion of going outside today. I got up and read the thermometer and it said 10.2 degrees and I said, to hell with that. I'm going to stay inside where it's nice and warm all day. And I wish you the same. New Year's Eve was... not eventful, which was wonderful. That's exactly the way we like it. And I refuse to watch anybody like Letterman. He's too disgusting. We watched the Fox New Year's Eve, which was really funny, where they had liberal Bob Beckel, who was being well supported by Kimberly Guilfoyle, who's an interesting combination of Puerto Rican and Irish. And they were a real item for New Year's Eve. Really wonderful how they got along. And if they can get along, I assure you the rest of the world can too. I'm not going to bore you any further with that. I'm having a cup of coffee and trying to wake up. And I'll put it right back to you. W2BOB and the group, K2BIE.
Okay, very good, George. And, I agree with you. I'm not going to venture out or do anything about the snow at this point. So, we'll leave that up to the snowblower man. So, okay. And, I agree with you. I don't watch Letterman either. I worked on the show twice and wasn't particularly fond of being there then, so... he's sort of like a dictator. And I was advised strongly by management that if you run into Dave, don't say a word to him. Don't look at him or whatever. So I did. I happened to come across him. He was coming down the stairs while I was waiting for the elevator to go up to the 9th floor of the building. To wire people up for his show, and he gave me this god-awful stare,
So I just turned around, pressed the elevator button again, the doors opened, and off I went. So I do remember that vividly in the edict that was issued, don't contact letterman. So, okay, let's go to N2NBR, John, and what happened with the 20-meter net? They heard you check in, and that was it. So, over to you, John, N2NBR, W2VOB.
Okay, Bob, good morning, everybody. Bob, Josephine, Bill, Bill Squared, Mike, George, Greg, and Paul. I don't think I left anybody out there. Josephine, I got Josephine, okay. Anyway, 16 degrees here. So not too good, not too bad. 91% humidity, and wind is, the last time it came through here, it came from the west, and barometric pressure is 29.77 and rising. And Bob, the oil burner man rang my doorbell. I had an appointment. I had forgotten that I had an appointment with him. Otherwise, I wouldn't have checked in. I had an appointment with him to examine my equipment for possible insurance purposes, and so that was the reason I couldn't get back on. Yesterday I ordered, or not yesterday, I mean New Year's Eve, I received a device that I use, that they use on, in real life, they use on trains to put a blinking light on the last car of a freight train, usually a freight train, sometimes on passenger trains too, but they usually put a freight train, a light on the back of a freight train to identify it, so it's a blinking light, and it's called a FRED, F-R-E-D, I think it is, yeah, F-R-E-D, and it's an expensive thing made by Dowley Electronics in Pennsylvania, and for $20 plus shipping comes to $30. Anyway, it's something I've always wanted to have. Now we got to figure out what sort of car to put it on. Because once you mount it, you don't want to have to change it. So that's my project for the day, or for the next couple of days. Anyway, back to you, Bob. W2BOV in the group, N2NBR.
Okay, N2NBR, W2BOV. Yes, I am aware of Fred. Is this for model trains, or is it a prototype?
Believe it or not, I think they did have, at one of the train shows, they had prototypes for sale, but no, this one is for model trains.
Okay, because I was going to ask you if you were next guy to purchase a freight car to put it on. Oh, well. Yep. Well, that's why they don't have cabooses anymore, because they have Fred flashing for whatever good it does too, but at any rate, one way to reduce manpower on a railroad train. Okay, let's go over to Paul, AC2T, W2BOV with CBS Retirees. Go ahead, Paul.
W2BOV in the group, AC2T. Tired. I just got in from shoveling the sidewalk in my driveway. Got the snowball going early this morning, had a cup of coffee, went out there and did it. And, of course, my neighbor, I did a little bit of it, and my neighbor took over and did the rest, so I just helped him out a little bit. But it was my snowblower that he was using. We get along real good, Tom and I. And, well, now I'm in sort of resting, and later on, probably this afternoon, we'll get together again and go finish the job. But, of course, you clean your driveway and the snowplow comes in and puts a big ridge right there, so you got to go out and later and knock that down so you can pull the car out. Other than that, everything is fine. Had a good New Year's, nice and quiet. I started to watch for the ball to drop, but I think I fell asleep because I never saw it drop. So that's the way I spend my New Year's. Anyway, back to net. This is AC2T. You got it, Bob.
Okay, very good, Paul. And, yeah, as long as you have your neighbor helping you, that's a terrific deal there. So just don't overdo it, that's for sure. Okay.
Okay, well, we've gone through the list the first time, so we'll take a pause here for any late check-ins for the CBS Retirees Net. This is W2BOB standing by.
We still have to hear from N2AIR, don't we, Bob?
Yes, thank you, Josephine. I did have Greg on the list, and I missed him. Okay, over to you, Greg. Sorry about that. This is W2BOB over to N2AIR.
No problem. Yeah, this is N2AIR, and I kind of disappeared into the air there. Anyway, good morning, everybody in the group. Yeah, it's a real winter wonderland out there, and luckily I got a reprieve from snow shoveling already. When I woke up this morning, the kids were next door were knocking at my door looking for work. So I gladly handed over the snow shovels and went to making my breakfast. Anyway, yeah, New Year's Eve was kind of uneventful. I fell asleep watching an on-demand Rolling Stones concert, and that was it. Woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning. Other than that, yeah, Bob, you threw me back to the days working in the band. It was, I have the fondest memories of doing that, and it was always great working on the holidays. And for the rest of my life, I worked on the holidays for the phone company, which wasn't as much fun. Anyway, this is N2AIR, back to net.
Okay, Greg, very good. And did you play guitar, seeing that you seem to be interested in that? Over.
Nope, I was part of the rhythm section. I was a bass player. I originally started playing on guitar, but professionally, semi-professionally, whatever you want to call it, I was a bass player.
Hey, very good. And how large was the group?
There were six of us. Five musicians, one lead singer who played the toys, too. And it was a dance band back in the late 60s, early 70s. We did a lot of rhythm and blues and Motown stuff, so it was heavy on the bass. I had a really good time, N2AIR.
Okay, well, as you're probably very much aware, most band members appreciate a good bass player and a good drummer. And when you get two of them that work really great together, it makes for good music. Sure makes everybody else in the band play better, that's for sure. That's my experience as well. So, well, of course, you know, depending on the type of music, my gigs were mainly country, and it would vary from as few as musicians as a trio to up to five or six pieces. So it depended on the locale and all that business. But at any rate, it was very enjoyable, that's for sure. Okay, well, we've gone through the list here, so we are now looking for any other check-ins for this group. This is W2BOB with CBS Net. Nothing heard, so just a couple of thoughts that came up here as far as, well, number one, the ham bands are back to being unstable again. They were really good for a couple of weeks there where everybody swerved in the world, and then all of a sudden it dried up again. So.